Jacaranda FM. Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Traffic this afternoon, Midrand, both directions between Allendale and Buccleuch, very, very slow. The N3, not lacquered at all. And a massive crash on the R59 near the N12 Reading interchange, causing serious trouble back towards Germiston.
Die parlementêre portefeulje komitee oor landbou het vroeër vandag gesê hy hoop dat geen meer kinders sterf te wyte aan pestdoders nie. Dit volg op verskeie sterftes die afgelope tyd, veral in Soweto waar kinders lekkernye by spaza winkels gekoop en geëet het. Nadat se ondersoeke het getoon dat die gif Turbifos, 'n organofosfaat, in hulle liggaam was. Dis een van die onderwerpe wat vandag aandag geniet in die parlement. Dan na die buiteland, die VN Veiligheidsraad het aangekondig dat daar môre 'n noodvergadering gaan wees om hernieuwde gevechten in Syrië te bespreek. Rebelle het die wereld met 'n verrassingsaanval op die hoofstad Aleppo verras en groot dele in die noorde van die land by die regering afgevat. Franske Neidler van PSG Welvaart hou vandag die sakefront op.
Die plaaslike front verhandel die JSE Algehele Indeks 1.8% sterker op 85.962 punte. Aandele van Naspers en Prosus verhandel beide meer as 5% sterker nadat die maatskappye vir oggendresultate aan die mark bekend gemaak het. Die nuwe hoofuitvoerende beampte, Fabrizio Bloisi, noem dat hulle verdere notering van hulle bates in Indië, Europa en Suid-Amerika beoog. Onder verloorders verhandel aandele van Standard Bank sowat 1.3% laer nadat hulle vir oggend 'n handelsopdatering aan die mark bekend gemaak het.
Een dollar kost in die stadium R18.20, een euro R19.06 en een pond op die kop R23. Bitcoin staan op $96,471. Goud verhandelt in $2,644.33 per fijn ons en olie staan op $72.15 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Fouché, meer nieuws om 6.
Sport is brought to you by Superbet. Know your sports better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
Rugby news. First, the DHL Stormers may need to both find a new captain and a new inside centre for Saturday's opening Investec Champions clash against French giants Toulon. It's happening in Gqeberha. Kickoff for that game is at 5:15. The Stormers skipper Dan du Plessis, well, he left the field before the end of a hard-fought 21-15 defeat to the Hollywood Bets Sharks over the weekend, and he was listed as a doubtful starter for Saturday's game. And that's according to Ford's coach Rito Hlungwane. And following a disappointing showing at the Dubai Sevens this weekend, the Blitzbox coach Philip Snyman has stressed that his team needs to regroup and improve as the competition goes along the season. The Blitzbox won a bronze at the Paris Olympics, but they didn't do so well in Dubai, the first of seven stops this weekend. Of course, they're going to be landing in the mother city. Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis has expressed her side's desire to bounce back following a tough 3-0 loss to Jamaica, and that was in the first of two international friendly matches that happened on Saturday. Bayern Munich coach Vincent Kompany has said that he hopes that his star striker Harry Kane will return to the pitch before the end of the year. The 31-year-old pulled up with a hamstring injury in Saturday's 1-1 draw against Borussia Dortmund, and he went on to say that he will miss a few games. And Pep Guardiola, well, he's joked that perhaps he should be sacked as Manchester City manager after his fifth successive loss in the Premier League. This time around, it was a 2-0 loss at the hands of Liverpool at Anfield, and the supporters were jeering the City boss during his worst run in his managerial career. And well, he was saying that he doesn't expect to be, he wasn't expecting to be getting the song about how he should be sacked in the morning.
I didn't expect Anfield with 0-2 start to chant be sacked. Maybe I deserve to be sacked, honestly. With the results, maybe I'm still in job because we won 6 Premier Leagues, so a lot of titles. Otherwise, the hierarchy, maybe we think, oh, this doesn't work. Yeah.
Man City, of course, are lying fifth in the table at the moment. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.